Senator Plaley voted to uphold the governor's veto of a Republican plan to limit property tax increases, what some in the GOP call a tax freeze. Some critics of Plaley say his vote disregarded his constituents. Those critics have now launched a recall drive that needs to collect more than 13,000 signatures over the next 60 days in order to trigger a recall election. But UW-Milwaukee political scientist Mordecai Lee says the fact that the veto fight was more than a year ago may make it tougher to get people to sign.
To be able to stand in front of a supermarket and say, you know, we want to recall so-and-so because he just did X, I'd guess you'd get a lot of signatures. But now they're going to have to do so much explaining. You know, there's an old saying in politics that if it takes you more than 10 seconds to explain something, it's too complicated.
Lee acknowledges that under Wisconsin law, the recall group had to wait until Plaley was senator for 1 year before the recall effort could proceed. But he says they still seem to have waited an extra few months, perhaps to try to get on the November ballot. Lee says the other thing working against the recall effort is that in many communities, property tax hikes were relatively low last winter.
Senator Plaley is in a relatively strong position where he can say, well, even though the Republican property tax freeze was not enacted, if you look at your property tax bills from last December, they really didn't go up that much.
Lee also says Plaley's east side and southeast side Milwaukee district still tilts Democratic, at least at the legislative level. However, a citizens group that collected hundreds of thousands of recall signatures during a Milwaukee County pension scandal has promised to help the recall effort against Plaley. Only two state lawmakers have been recalled, George Petak and Gary George. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.